Welcome to the Tim and James Podcast Network.
'99 and 100. There you go, Jimmy. 100 sit-ups. Doing good so far.
Yeah, my back hurts.
Just push through it, buddy. It's okay.
Okay.
Not as much as my heart looks looking at you, buddy.
Can I get that cupcake for doing 100? You said I could get a cupcake.
You know what? Maybe later. But for now, I think it's bedtime. You don't need all that sugar in your system. You know, the diabetes is creeping up.
But you said it was a delicious egg, milk, sugar-free, gluten-free cupcake. You said it was delicious.
You know what, buddy? I did, but Daddy already ate them. They were his treats. Since I bought them.
Daddy.
When you get a job, okay. And you can buy your own dairy-free, sugar-free cupcakes, okay? But for now, hop into bed.
Okay.
I'll open the window. I still breathe because you're hard from, working out.
Yeah, very hot. Daddy, I'm hot.
Yes, I understand. Okay, well, good night, son.
But hold on, I think after a good workout, I deserve a good story.
You are right. Let Daddy read you a story. Hang on, let me pop a squatter here.
Yay, what kind of story you want tonight?
Yeah, something like that.
How's about you surprise me?
Okay, surprise. Let's see. Oh, you know, I do have one. Okay. Do you mind being scared, little Jimmy?
Oh, I think so, because last time I got scared, I ran for a mile, so it might help again, Daddy.
Okay, all right. I tell you what, let's read this story here. Okay, now you close your eyes.
Okay, that's easy because they're heavy.
Yeah, everything is on you. Well, except one thing. All right.
It's because I'm tired. What the fuck, Daddy?
Watch your fucking language. Hey! No crying. Don't make me hit you again. Close your eyes and go to sleep. They're gonna read you a fucking story. Hey, wake up! I haven't read it yet. This is why I don't buy you things. The story Daddy's gonna read you is called Guardians. He awoke to the huge, insect-like creatures looming over his bed and screamed his lungs out. They hastily left the room, and he stayed up all night, shaking and wondering if it had been a dream. The next morning, there was a tap on the door. Gathering his courage, he opened it to see one of them gently place a plate filled with fried breakfast on the floor, then retreat to a safe distance. Bewildered, he accepted the gift. The creatures chittered excitedly. This happened every day for a few weeks. At first, he was worried they were fattening him up, but after a particularly greasy breakfast left him clutching his chest from heartburn, you should be familiar with that, buddy, they were replaced with fresh fruit. As well as cooking, they poured hot, steamy baths for him and even tucked him in when he went to bed. It was bizarre. One night, he awoke to gunshots and screaming. He raced downstairs to find a decapitated burglar being devoured by the insects. He was sickened, but disposed of the remains as best he could. He knew they had just been protecting him. One morning, the creatures wouldn't let him leave his room. He laid down, confused but trusting, as they ushered him back into bed. Whatever their motives, they weren't going to hurt him. Hours later, a burning pain spread throughout his body. It felt like his stomach was filled with razor wire. The insects chittered as he spasmed and moaned. It was only when he felt a terrible squirming feeling beneath his skin that he realized the insects hadn't been protecting him. They had been protecting their young.
a good boy.
It's daddy's disappointment, just sound asleep. Give me a little kid.
This has been the Tim and James Podcast Network.
Fuck yeah!